And this will be a period of guided meditation, breathing with kindness. So we perhaps see when we enter into this exploration of meditation that it's not always so easy, maybe. Maybe sometimes feels very lovely, and sometimes not so easy. And sometimes there's that sense of, oh yeah, kind of makes sense, or I think maybe I'm beginning to understand this, and sometimes it really doesn't. So there's the sort of level of, yeah, kind of this learning about this meditation and what that might be, and how, you know, isn't it when we come into this quietness and this bit of stillness, and we meet, who do we meet? What do we meet? I don't know if you've found so far today, you know, maybe many different people you meet, different versions of somebody you kind of are or appear to be. Now, how has it felt to be you today? Maybe differently, different times. You know, it's always changing, isn't it? Always changing. So, you know, meditate on that. what is that? So we come to something like the breathing body, and the simplicity of the footsteps and the mouthful of food, you know, to help us to open more and more fully to this living, breathing life that we, I think, maybe all of us, maybe some of the time, if not a lot of the time, live at one remove from, or maybe many removes. You know, we're not really here, and I think so sometimes when we come to sit, you know, in our life or on retreat, it's like, wow, whoa. It can feel not so easy to come into our direct experience because it's not all so comfortable. Don't have our usual sort of, you know, things to do, places to go, people to talk to, etc. So, whew. So what I'd like to guide us through a little this afternoon is four helpful attitudes that the Buddha taught a lot, which really help us to be with our experience, to be with our breathing, to be with our, you know, our body when it aches and when it feels good, or with our heart if it feels happy or sad, with our mind if it's full of lists of things to do or bits of music from last week or, you know, just kind of crazy stuff zooming around, or whether it just feels blank and like sort of like a bit of cotton wool full of water. So this is the realm of the Brahma-Viharas. Some of you are very familiar with these. And whilst they can be a full meditation practice and path in themselves, I'd like to offer them now as a kind of an attitude, a kind of beautiful of quality that you can actually turn to at any time in your meditation, as you're walking, that can help you, support you, and help support this process that we're in, this sometimes very strange, wonderful process of making friends with ourselves, making friends with the full catastrophe of our life. As coming into relationship with more and more of the moments of our life in a deeper way, in a clearer way, and in a loving, in a kind way, in a way that really includes all the restlessness and the worry and the sleepiness, and it includes all of that. That's all part of this process. So it's almost like something like this image of like with kindness and compassion, with appreciation and equanimity, which are these four qualities. It's like we're giving ourselves and others really. It's because anything that we're doing to nourish the way we relate to experience is going to benefit us and others, just naturally. Kind of creating a safe place, or a kind of a supportive place for practice. Whether it's going well, whether it's going badly, whether we feel great, whether we feel horrible. So we have these resources: kindness, loving kindness, friendliness. So I'd like to just take us through each one and invite us to like taste or just tune into sort of that quality of the attitude for a little while, so we get a flavour of each one, and then really recognise that and have a sense of like maybe being able to tune into that at other times when needed, maybe at the beginning of a meditation period or just whenever it feels helpful. So this first quality of metta, M-E-T-T-A in the language of the Buddha, it's this quality of warmth or friendliness or kindness, or just on a very simple level, maybe just that willingness to be present with ourselves without arguing with it or pushing it away or judging it or saying no, it should be some other way, or friendliness. This is not easy, I think, for many of us. I'm very, very, very patient with that, even that resistance maybe to that, or not even quite understanding what that would be, how that would feel. But maybe right now, what would it be to just sit here, feeling the body, feeling the breathing, listening to my voice, just feeling however you feel, with a sense of friendliness. So we can use our imagination to help us. We maybe can imagine as if our breathing or our body was a really good friend, and we're enjoying that, being that friend. Or we're just looking at that friend and just feeling that fondness or that sense of liking or well-wishing. Just for this this being sitting here. No story necessarily, no name. Just this living being sitting here breathing, feeling how it feels. Maybe an image comes to mind. You can be creative with this. Maybe a word that particularly resonates. Maybe one of the words I've just spoken, or another word in Finnish or English that kind of resonates for you with that, a sense of friendliness kind of brings it somehow to mind. Or maybe more simply, just abiding in the breathing with that. Just very, very subtle, maybe, sense of welcome. Welcome. Maybe beginning to sense the possibility of abiding in a kind presence, kind mindfulness. Are we nurturing our willingness to meet whatever presents itself with interest and non-demanding willingness? So this is something very gentle, something like a dropping, a tiny drop of dye into a bowl of water, and then just letting that colour spread and infuse our being, our body and mind. trusting that. Dropping that thought and that intention, letting it spread out through our whole body and mind. And then we can see what happens when we allow this sense of friendliness or kindness or warmth or gentleness. What happens when it touches something painful, something uncomfortable? Something difficult might be a sensation in the body, or it might be something more in the heart, you know, some sadness bubbling up, or some anger, or anxiety. Or it might be more in the thoughts, some troubling thoughts, story, something looping around, going round and round. So seeing if we can have a sense of that. Kindness that can touch what is difficult and be with that, be there and feel with and care for and be sensitive to in a helpful way. This is compassion. May simply be being present, being present in an open, caring way with that discomfort, just being with that as we would with a friend who's upset, listening. softening our heart, opening our mind, spacious around that. Tendency is to tighten up around discomfort of any kind. So maybe we can help ourselves by gently locating any area of tightening in the body, or tightening in the mind. Seeing if we can gently encourage ourselves to relax that. Not demanding, not just suggesting. Expanding our capacity to be present in a helpful way with what is difficult, whether it's in ourselves or another person or the world. Softening the resistance and the fear. Opening to our great heart. And the vast, compassionate mind that can hold and heal. Not demanding, just allowing our being to open and heal in the presence of that kind, steady, spacious, compassionate awareness. Again, breathing with that and the sense of that, or if there's a word or an image that helps us connect with that. And we can let that can infuse our breathing. If our breathing feels uncomfortable, just have a sense of holding the breathing within this very warm, spacious container. Well, there is an alternative to pushing away what is unpleasant. And this, our capacity for compassion is there for us. We can tune into that. And also being wise and knowing what our capacity is and being willing to step back. Step away, if it's overwhelming. Again, very gentle process. No pushing and hurrying. And we can call on the third quality to help us. This quality of appreciation or appreciative joy. And what happens when friendly warmth of metta meets what is pleasant or lovely? This gives rise to a sense of gladness, joy. You might also feel it as a very quiet, gentle joy. Just a sense of, oh, okay, it's okay. Or there is that right now, maybe we can tune into in our presence, in the quiet in the room, in the kindness of others, in this beautiful place, as well as within our own mind, heart. Maybe we can notice something that is okay right now. Something we can appreciate. The quietness. Or just that feeling of like, well, I don't feel great, but actually I'm okay with that. Isn't that great? You know, I don't feel too bad right now. Wow, that's great. Or we can bring to mind, you know, something here like the trees or somebody's smiling face or anything in our life that helps us connect with a sense of joy, or might be a dog that we love. Particular moment. Recently or long ago. So many ways, again, of maybe connecting with this. We can be creative without becoming busy. And we can let it be very quiet. Even taking a word. Just very gently dropping that into the silence, dropping it into our mind. Or like a whisper in a cathedral. The smallest, simplest word can fill a great space. If we let it. Now maybe your body feels uncomfortable, but maybe your hands feel okay. So we can abide there, feeling and appreciating that the hands feeling okay. Feeling, letting that, any sense of gladness or enjoyment, really allowing that to spread through our being, opening to that. So the last of these four treasures of the heart for us to explore and enjoy and benefit from is equanimity. Maybe sometimes that's what we need to tune into. The cooling quality. Maybe we connect with it through a sense of stillness. Connecting with a sense of stillness, even within the movement. There is that stillness. While things are as they are, changing, uncertain, unknowable. Pleasant, unpleasant, or somewhere in between. And when things can get maybe calm and quiet, really allowing that to be a foundation for sense of peace rather than a place of dulling out and zoning out. Acquiring a taste for stillness. Acquiring a taste for steadiness. Being like a mountain. So, as we sit and breathe and practice this present moment awareness, patiently, we can tune into any of these qualities, the gentleness, the friendliness of metta. And the spaciousness of compassion, or the gladdening of the mind through appreciation, or the steadiness of equanimity. So for the last few minutes of this period of guided meditation, just invite you to perhaps choose one of these qualities you'd like to spend a bit more time with right now, and just in your own way, see if you can gently connect with that, letting that support you, nourish you. So, in coming to the end of this guided meditation, I'd just like to invite us to acknowledge the presence of others here and in the rest of the building, and just for a moment have some sense of wish that they too benefit from this practice, and that they too find the great treasures of the heart for their own benefit and for the benefit of all beings. Thank you.